In his address to the nation on Tuesday, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni banned the issuance of a police bond, a constitutional provision that allows suspects to be released as the police investigate details of an alleged crime.
I have raised the issue of bails with His Lordship the Chief Justice, and I have banned the issue of police bonds. Any police personnel that gives a police bond to a village thief when the case is ready for trial will be held fully accountable.
Museveni says the move is meant to ensure strict observance of the law and to continue a reduction in crime. The latest figures show a 1.5% decrease in the number of cases in 2023 from the prior year, a drop from 231,653 to 228,074. Kampala lawyer and activist Sarah Birete says the president is failing to protect the constitution. She calls it an interference with the judiciary.
What is at stake today is that our constitution has no guarantor, has no protector, because of the overreaching orders, decrees of the president that does not allow the institutions of government to function in accordance with the law. This particular order is a violation of our mechanism for rule of law, is a violation of provisions for presumption of innocence, is a violation of protection under the Constitution, protection of personal liberty, and protection of government institutions.
It is not the first time Museveni has been criticized for interfering with the judiciary. Lawyers and rights activists criticized the president for defending the 12 civilian suspects in military courts. Isaac Semakade, who heads the Uganda Law Society, a body responsible for ensuring professionalism in the legal practice, calls the president's remarks shocking.
The president, like any other person, should have respect, should cease and desist from making remarks that preempt ongoing court processes.
Meanwhile, Archbishop Kazimba Mugalu, the head of the Anglican Church in Uganda, is calling on Ugandans to unite.
Don't you think that because you belong to this party, the other one who belongs to another party is inferior? No, we are all Ugandan. Everybody has a freedom to belong where he or she wants to belong. Let us avoid anything of destroying people's lives. Let me call the security organs. Please respect human beings.
In a year leading the general elections in 2026, Archbishop Kazimba is calling on other religious leaders to preach messages of hope that unite the nation. For VOA News, I am Gume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.